The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, team? Welcome to the Wellness Check-In Club, the podcast where we practice self-care on the go and give you actionable wellness tips in less than 15 minutes. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the club. Today, we have a very special guest. I met Alex last weekend at a market that we both did in Long Beach. We were both selling our wellness journals. I had my Wellness Check-In Club t-shirts and crew necks, and Alex was doing chakra readings. I was so drawn to have my reading done, and Alex literally read my soul. She tapped into where I needed to be healing and just feeling and spreading energy towards. And since then, I've felt so much more aligned and focused on my energy. So I asked her to come onto the podcast and join the club. So Alex, big welcome to the club. We kick off every guest episode with them introducing themselves and answering the question, what is your wellness philosophy?
So my wellness philosophy is that I love to have like a full-bodied approach, to where I really believe that it's so important to have physical wellness, mental, emotional wellness, spiritual wellness, and that a lot of us naturally are kind of more geared to focus on one part of that. Like for instance, I am very on it like with spiritual wellness, and it takes more awareness and consciousness to also make sure that I honor my like physical wellness, right? That I'm like in tune with my body because I'm such a spiritual person. So just really keeping in mind that we're such multifaceted creatures and to honor all parts of ourselves.
Totally. And how did you get into wellness? Like, what was your journey to reach this point that you're at?
Yeah, so it's so interesting. I took a very windy road, but it's all starting to come full circle. When I went to school, I got my BS in biochemistry and molecular biology. Then from there, I actually went on to be a mental health provider, which seems a little random for someone with that degree, but it just was what I wanted to do. It's just kind of where my intuition took me. And I loved it, and I got to connect more with that wellness side of me, since the science is so like logical and everything. I got to be more holistic, and I became a Reiki practitioner 6 years ago, and that really just opened the door to all of the spiritual gifts and spirituality that I bring.
I love that. How do you approach your own wellness?
Ooh, so for my own wellness, I am just so intuitive with it, because that's what I've learned, how to honor myself and my gifts, is that if I'm going to honor like my physical wellness, for instance, I bring my strength of spirituality to that. So I'm really in tune with my body and its signals and what it needs. And just following, you know, like intuitive eating and intuitive movement and things like that.
I love that. I feel like I and a lot of other people always get stuck or just allow external barriers or even internal barriers to stop them from living their best life and continuing to be intuitive. And I think that a lot of our listeners are in that boat. So what's your advice for overcoming blocks or kind of kicking those barriers to the side?
Yeah. So my biggest advice for overcoming blocks is to actually view it in a completely different light. So even using the phrase like overcoming blocks, it's implying that our blocks are these things that are in our way and that we resent, and they're so frustrating, and we need to, you know, remove them or overcome them. And that in itself causes a lot of resistance, when in reality, our blocks are usually parts of ourselves that are afraid to move forward. They're scared, or they don't know how to move forward. And if we kind of personify these things, these blocks, we can learn to work with them instead of just trying to push them to the side and, you know, causing more conflict within ourselves. So really just seeing these things as something to be curious about, to love and accept, and try to work together with them.
I love that so much. I think that that's such a great way to reframe our mindset around blocks, because I totally am guilty of being like, this thing is in my way. Like, I need it moved right now. So what are some ways that tangibly we could do that today? If we have a block that's, we feel like is blocking us, like, what are some ways that we can interact with that in the way that you're kind of reframing overcoming
blocks? Yeah. So you can definitely just kind of sit with yourself and, you know, hold that block that you're thinking of, you know, whatever it is that block is. You've already kind of identified it if you're at the point where you're calling it a block. And then just get to a place where you can have more compassion for it. So the more you ask yourself, how do I feel about this block, right? And you start to feel resentment or things like that come up, you know, be like, okay, I'm going to ask this resentment to step aside, you know, and keep stepping, you know, those emotions to the side until you get to the place where you're like, okay, now I'm just kind of more open to, what is this block? What does this block have to say? Why is it being a block? Why is it holding me back? And get to know it like you would get to know a person. In more particular, get to know it like you would a child, with, you know, a lot of softness and empathy, and just really let it be heard. Let it let you know, why is it blocking you? You know, is it trying to protect you? Is it really scared or confused? And then you can start to have that inner dialogue to kind of walk them through where you're at and where you're trying to go.
I love the idea of thinking of it as a child and just almost seeing the innocence of it, because I feel like as soon as you put that lens on, you're able to have more compassion. You're able to open up in that way to your feelings. So that's wonderful. I love that so much. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, well, we are gonna wrap up, because at the Wellness Check-In Club, we got our quick and actionable self-care tips and tricks. But before we wrap up, I'd love for you to tell everybody here at the club how they can find you, what sorts of programs you're running right now. Since Alex is an amazing coach, I'd love for you all to explore her offerings.
Yes, thank you. So you can find me on Instagram at intuitive.instincts. And then on my website, it's intuitive-instincts.com. And right now I've opened up my Peace Train program. And that is a 5-month program where we really go to the heart of living from just a calm nervous system, and all of the beauty and opportunity that comes from being in this really foundational, solid state that not a lot of us have. Because when it comes to peace, it's so much more than just mindset if our body is attuned to stress and seeking stress. So that is my Peace Train program, and I'd love for you to check it out.
That sounds so fun. I love that. And before we go, I almost forgot to ask you, what's your favorite way to practice self-care?
Yeah, my favorite way to practice self-care is to get outside, and it is just free time to honor myself and honor my own voice and intuition. So get outside first and foremost. And then if I feel like wandering, I wander. If I feel like stopping here and sitting, I sit. If I feel like playing a certain song, I play it. And I just go about with myself as my guide. And that really helps me connect to myself.
That sounds so much fun. And that is inspiring me to do that today. So that's going to be my self-care practice today. Thank you so much for joining us, Alex. And you know where to find her. You know where to find us at Wellness Check-In Club on Instagram and wellnesscheckinclub.com. And before we all go, just a reminder that you are strong, you are powerful, and you are more than enough.